Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly with the Blog Talk Radio. And tonight I am so excited. I'm over the moon. We never have a Saturday night guest, but, you know, sometimes in life you just have to go with it. And I'm going to bring on Nadia.
Hi, Carly.
Hey. Okay. The cast out of the bag with social media, but since we haven't told any of our listeners all week, who do we have on the line right now?
We have Jeff Culver.
Yes. Okay, you guys, we've been wanting this interview since he started on Zeno Hospital, and there are so many questions I have to ask because, you know, I love him. I love the actor. Cyrus and I, you know, might need to talk a little. So here he is, Jeff Culver. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, my God, you sound. Yeah,
so who am I talking to?
Nadia, so.
Okay, so yeah,
Nadia,
you're talking to us.
Yeah,
Carla.
I will
yep.
ask first. So, welcome to the show, first of all. Thank you so much for doing this. You made all of the hosts and the co-hosts' dreams come true because we all love you on the 8th. Totally love you. When you first came on, I kept looking at you, and I'm like, where in the heck have I seen you before? Okay, you've been on so many other TV shows and movies that I couldn't put every movie you were in on the description because it would not let me number one, and it, you know, would, you know, fill up everything. But you've been on so many different TV shows and so many movies. So
do you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means I'm old.
No, it doesn't.
That means I've been around for a long time.
Okay, maybe you've been around a long time, but, you know, when you were on NCIS, LA, which is one of my favorite shows, everyone knows. You did an awesome job there, and I love NCIS LA. I mean, who cannot love NCIS LA with Chris O'Donnell and Ariel Cruze and the gang? So how was that experience?
It was extraordinary. They called me up and told me it was like my character from China 20 years later, if he'd never left Vietnam. And it was just a dream come true to get to work with those people. And to they wrote such a beautiful piece for me to do. And Linda Hunt was like she's such an actress. And I hung on her every word, and I'd go anywhere with Linda Hunt.
Well, Linda Hunt is awesome. I mean, Linda Hunt is one of the most amazing actresses.
She's been around for a while, and she's. Yeah, she's just she's so full of life, and her work is so rich and profound, and all we had to do was just talk to each other, and the acting took care of itself. It was pretty great.
Well, yeah, and I just, you know, I've enjoyed like all the shows you've been in on. been on That's the Correct Word. But, you know, you've been on so many great movies and TV shows throughout the years. And when you did Waco, Texas Ranger, which is another one of my favorites from back in the day, how was that experience?
Oh, that was, I did an episode with them in the very first season that they did it. And then I did probably three or four different episodes. And I was always the abusive boyfriend who got beat up by Chuck or killed by my girlfriend. But it was fun because it's Chuck Norris. I mean, again, he's movie royalty. And it was a lot of fun, and it was even fun to be in Dallas, Texas. The only time I'd spent there, so that was nice. And I worked with who's the kid? I have no memory anymore. Giovanni Ribisi. Giovanni Ribisi was in a two-parter that we did, and. He was 18 years old at the time, hadn't really made his name yet. That was a lot of fun too.
Wow. So I mean, and Law and Order SVU, you were on too, by the way. That was an incredible episode I had with you. I never miss. Well, I have some Law and Order SVU catch up from last season. This season. But, like, I saw you on there, and I thought you did such a great job on Law and Order SUV. I love that show. That show is so great. And hopefully it will get renewed for another year. But how was that?
Well, Mariska Hargitay won an Emmy for her performance on that episode. And it was because she and I got to work together, and just it was, she's a woman who just steps up and does, you know, is willing to meet you wherever you are. So we had a fantastic time, and I got to see Ice-T. We did a movie together years ago called Tank Girl, where we both played kangaroo characters.
That is awesome. I did not know that. So, you know, you movies, TV, but the moment you got on Dental Hospital, which is all of our favorite soaps on the piano, all of us. Yes, we talk about, we talk about all of them, but we love especially Dental Hospital the best. And I know you're not specific favorites with soaps, but we do. I do. And when you first came on, it was exciting. It's still exciting. You're exciting me. Even though I want someone to take you out someday because of what you've done. But not you as a person, Cyrus. Okay. So, yes, we need to talk about Cyrus when on here. So, how was the auditioning process, and how was it when you finally got the call to go on Dental Hospital?
There actually wasn't an audition. My manager said they had a role, and would I be interested in talking to them about it, and apparently they just figured that I could do it, so they just gave it to me. I didn't have to audition. It was very sweet. That doesn't happen very often, but it certainly was nice on this one. And then they just started writing a really good role for me. And the first day I went, shooting a soap is different than shooting anything else. In shooting television, you shoot about 8 or 9 pages a day. And a soap, you shoot you shoot like 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 pages a day. So you just do, it's one take and you're done. And so it was a lot faster than I'm used to working.
Wow, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of material for like one day of everything. And sometimes I hear that they don't keep an order of, you know, what's really going to play on screen. Sometimes they tape out of order, right? I've heard that. I could be wrong, but I've heard that on Wally told me that. Wally could was the one that told me that, and who's a really good friend of ours. So, yeah, so is it hard when they tape out of order, or is it easier? How is that for you, because you've never done soaps?
Well, it doesn't really matter, because it's, you don't know what they're going to write for you anyway. You don't know what the other people are doing. You don't know what you're going to be doing in the next episode. So you've got to make it real in that scene with whoever you're talking to. And you just got to, like, really bond with that other actor and talk to them and make it real in that moment. It just has to make emotional sense in that moment. And then the story will tell the rest of itself around you. I mean, at least that's the way I do it. I'm not smart enough to know how I'm supposed to be in a scene. I am smart enough to, you know, pay attention to the other actor and get out of my own way. So the writers make the sense of it. I just make emotional sense of it.
Well, you've done a great job with it, because for someone who's been doing movies and acting, TV shows and come on the best soap in the whole wide world. You are kicking ASS right now. Cyrus is kicking butt. But there's a butt here. So there's a big butt with me. Yes, Cyrus is in trouble with me. You just are not in trouble. You character is in so hot water with me. It's not even funny. Opposing Carly yesterday like you did. You know, you had Gladys fake my Jason Church prank. So now Jason is in jail. Okay. You put my Jason in jail, and then Sonny is down the river with people saying, you know, he did, but he not did, because no one can have the brains on the police department to put ABB on him. So, but with you working with, like, all these top-rated actors on General Hospital this year, I mean, the biggest thing what I got out of it is, oh my gosh, well, I could say another word, but I won't. But when we found out you were Laura's brother, half-brother,
right,
and Martin Gray's brother, I'm glad I did not have a glass in my hand. Oh, it probably would have broke, because that was the biggest surprise to me ever. By the way, you know, it's like keeping you on the canvas, though. It's keeping you on the canvas. Like, they are giving you a family. So when they give you a family, Seth, you are possibly safe for a while. And just remember, you kind of need to be a little nicer to your sister, because she is a male. And I don't think she will, you know, she will throw the book at you if she really needed to, because, you know, stuff you did. And I just find it, when you and Jeannie are in the scene together, it is amazing. You and Jeannie are
thank
really
you. She's another, I have an embarrassment of riches in getting to work with really strong and talented women. She's she was so mean to me last week. Just wait till you see what we did. She was so mean. She had to give me a hug afterwards because she made me feel so bad. So.
I will just kind of tell you that Laura being the mayor and Laura also, you know, in family with Sunny, I mean, they have, for what you don't know, they have Sunny's grandson, Spencer, is Sunny's nephew. So they have that. Laura and Sunny have bonded for 24, 25 years. So if it was coming down to you or Sunny, I think she would really just throw you, Cyrus, under the bus for Sunny. I really do, because there's, like I said, 20 years of friendship there. And
yeah, I'm a bad person. Cyrus is a bad person, and he's going to have to die. And it won't surprise me at all when he finally goes.
No, see, I don't want you to go, Steve. This is my dilemma, my personal dilemma here. I love you so much, Sandeep, because you bring something that the audience haven't seen in a good 7 to 8 years. It's a really good Lucy mob storyline. And, you know, and the way you kind of, you know, keep kidnapping people and everything with kidnapping is wrong. But my girl, Lola White, I love her more than most. Everyone on the show knows I love her. Like, I love her more than anyone. But when you were talking to her the other day, I'm like waiting for her to slap you or something, because right now she's in grief. And right now you just turn her whole life around, because Sunny's dead in her mind and Jason in jail. So you think that Sunny and Jason together would be scary for Cyrus Renone? No. You haven't met your master's cause princess. You know, framing, you know, her best friend, the only one that she has left that always kisses her when she falls, is going to be interesting, because I want to see what's up with you and Carly the next couple of weeks. So is there any way you can give us a little... Well, I don't want you fired, because that would be all my fault. So I don't want you fired, of course. But if there's fun stuff going down the pike for you, you can't do.
You know what? I'm getting every other word. I know you're talking about me and Carly, but that's about all. I wasn't quite able to hear your question.
With Lola White and you have been doing some great scenes the past 2 days, though. Friday's episode was supposed to air on Thursday. And she's not happy with you. And
no, she doesn't like me, no.
Okay, you kind of gave her a reason not to when you blew up her husband's warehouse. You know, you kind of gave her a reason when you did the shootout. You kind of gave her a reason when you are, like, you know, framing her best friend. You know, you just gave Carly, you know, a really good reason not to like you. And before I let Nadia take over, I have to say, you and Brando working together is fun to watch, but I don't think Brando is happy with you either, but he's pretending to be happy with you.
No one's happy with Cyrus. No one likes Cyrus. Cyrus is the least likable character I've ever played.
You know, there's one person that might have been in Ukraine.
I can't even get a date. No one will even date me on the show. They won't give me a girlfriend.
You know what? Okay, you know what? I was thinking about that the other day. You need like a woman, but then other women I think about maybe is too far mad at you. You know, right now, with, you know, you cannot blame them. But I just love that they brought you on because having seen you be the bad guy with the baddest ass edge to you and your TV tennis is your mother. And right now, Carly has your mother hidden. What I thought was the most brilliant on her end. And I know you miss your mother very much. So don't worry.
Very much.
Don't worry.
Poor Cyrus.
Carly hasn't killed her. She's well taken care of. But it should be teaching Cyrus a lesson. Don't mess with the Crystal Morgan family or you're going to get your mother gone, basically. And Natalia, I almost forgot about you. No, seriously, I almost forgot about you.
Yeah. I was going to say, hey. No, I'm kidding.
So,
hi, Jeff, how are you?
Hi, Nadia.
Hi. So I just wanted to say
thank
you. Hi. I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. I love your character as a bad guy. It actually does make the show exciting.
Good. Glad to hear it.
So,
write letters. Tell them to keep paying me.
I will. Oh, definitely. That will be on my top list. I definitely will. So I have a few questions for you. So
yes.
Besides playing a bad guy, did you ever play any other type of character?
Sure. You know, one of my first guest starring roles was on Highway to Heaven. I played a really
mm-hmm.
sweet guy who was just kind of broken. It was called The Monster, and I had a big birthmark, so I felt like a monster, but I wasn't really. And then I was on a show called China Beach, and that was, you know, I was a Marine who had seen too much, but I was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I am a good guy every once in a while. It's just that I seem to look scary or something, so they make me be scary.
That's awesome. So do you like daytime or primetime acting? Like, which do you prefer, or do you like both?
You know what? I love to act. I'm having just a great time working on General Hospital because you have to learn so many words, and you say them one time, and then you're done with them. It's weird. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, acting is acting. I love to act. And so it'll be strange to go back to prime time if I do go back to prime time. It's just, you know, you just get used to it. And it's acting is just, you know, it's having fun in front of cameras. That's really what it is. And I can do that in daytime or prime time. And on daytime, you've got four cameras looking at you instead of just one. So you got that going for you.
Exactly. Yeah, because I love acting, too. I've been acting since I was three. And I also about a couple months ago or a month ago, just finished up audition classes with Mark Teshner.
No kidding.
So it was fun. Yeah.
Oh, boy. He's probably really talented as a teacher, right?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Great.
He was real great. like when we were going through like the scenes and stuff, he was great at like pinpointing out like how to make it better and everything. He was great.
Uh-huh.
So you're
also
you were lucky to have him for a teacher. Yes, definitely. He was wonderful. Hopefully maybe one day I might see you on GH with you. You never know.
Who knows?
Exactly. So you're also a meditation teacher and a photographer, is that correct?
Yeah, yes, all true.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how you became a meditation teacher and a photographer?
Well, I became a photographer because when you go away on location and shoot movies or television, you need something else to do. And so I just started taking a camera along. And, it's a way to train yourself to see differently. So I just started doing that. And then I started doing a really obscure form of photography called tintype photography that was invented in about 1851. And so I do that. And that involves a lot of chemistry and really big wooden cameras. And just because it's challenging and I like the way the pictures look. And then meditation teacher is just, I was a really screwed up guy and really in a lot of, I was really depressed and sad and dark and angry and I didn't know how to get out of any of it. And I learned how to meditate and then I just started hanging out with the teacher because I felt better hanging out with him and meditating. And I hung out with him so long that I became a teacher too. I've got the way now to, someone comes into my home, I show them how to meditate and they can have the same experience I have. And it's really kind of miraculous. It's the change that can happen in someone when you learn how to meditate and you learn how to get out of your thinking and out of the small experience of being in your mind. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wow. So how was it working with Michael Landon in Highway to Heaven?
Oh, he was fantastic. He was he's a joker. He's always a joker.
Mm-hmm.
And he, made fun of me for being so serious. And his publicist came on the set, and I said, who's that guy? Because he was wearing a black suit. And he said, why? I said, you look like an undertaker. And it was his publicist, and the guy came up and he said, Jeff just said you look like an undertaker. That's the kind of guy he was. And he and Victor French were just sweethearts, and they took really good care of me. And like I said, it was my first big role. It couldn't have happened in a better place because they really understood what it was like to, just break into the business and start doing it. And so they were really, really nice to me. They took very good care of me.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad. Because, Highway to Heaven was great,
It was.
And,
Michael Landon worked on, he had all these different shows, Highway to Heaven and Little House on the Prairie. He worked with the same people for like 25 years. He just carried his crew with him. He worked with the same people over and over and over again. And he never fired anybody. There were some people that he never asked back the next year, but he never fired anybody. So he really realized that he was, by keeping people employed, he was feeding their families, and that was important to him. And, for a guy like that, he had enough money. He didn't need to worry about any of that, but he wanted to worry about other people and help them out too. So.
Exactly.
Very classy guy.
Very. Yep. That's amazing. I know because of the pandemic, you know, people really couldn't do much. So what did you do during the COVID-19 pandemic, like when you couldn't go anywhere? What did you do on your downtime?
Same thing I do now.
I did photography and walked with my dog. I've got a Labradoodle, mm-hmm. and, you know, we hang out and I shoot pictures. And I kind of do the same thing in the pandemic as I was doing before the pandemic, just with fewer people, you know. And we were only dark for 4 months, and then we started working again on General Hospital. So it wasn't terrible. We've been working for a while now in there.
Yeah, I know you guys were down for a little bit, but then you guys started to back up. I think you guys were one of the first ones, right?
We were. I think we were the second show to start up. And first or second show to start back up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad you're all safe. You know, that's important.
Thank you, yeah. A couple people got sick, but it didn't hit them really hard. They're okay now.
I know. I'm glad. And I just have one more question before I hand it over to the others. So what character did you play that you found was difficult to play?
There was a show called Earth 2,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing some guy who was, I don't know, I think I was half robot or something, but the character was written that he didn't have any feelings. And I had no idea how to do that. And the director was trying to direct me, and she cried because she couldn't get me to do what she wanted me to do. Not because I was resisting. I just didn't know how to play someone without feelings.
Exactly.
And so that was hard.
I'm sure. Well, Jeff, thank you for answering all my questions. So I'm going to hand it back over to Carly because we have – You're welcome, because we have other callers that do want to talk to you, okay?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
So, let's see. 505, you on there? Stacey, are you there?
Can you hear me?
They all left.
Yeah, we can hear you, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
We can hear you.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, I just want to let you know that I saw you in two different episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
And I thought you were great, and I fell in love with you. Even though you played the bad guy and you came on to General Hospital, I fell in love with you. And I think you're doing a good job as Cyrus.
Well, I appreciate that.
In fact, my uncle was the animal trainer that has Dr. Finn's bearded dragon. And unfortunately, he passed away 2 weeks ago from pancreatic cancer, but he enjoyed it. Robert Scorpio had a dog named Friday. And I don't know if he ever got a chance to ask him about Friday, but my uncle got Friday from the pound on a Friday.
Oh my God.
Was Robert's dog for years. And then even Lucy Coe had a duck.
I'm going to ask Lucy about her duck next time I see her.
Yeah, I don't remember the duck's name at all. I don't remember. Oh, Sigmund, I think, was his name.
Sigmund the duck.
Sigmund the duck. In fact, he was on a few times. But I just want to tell you, I think you're doing a wonderful job. You have such compassion for your mom, and I hope that they bring mom back to you. I think what they did to mom was wrong, like kidnapping her. But
terrible.
She's in great hands being with Bobby.
Terrible. Well, thank you.
I am a big fan of yours. You probably may not have a lot of fans, but I am a fan. And if you ever leave, I will be really upset.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Stacey, you're welcome and call back anytime. Okay, so let's see.
Thank you, Stacey.
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby's here.
Hey, Jeff.
I actually recognize, didn't I?
Bobby.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
First off, I just wanted to say, it was kind of weird to just see you from an episode from back in December a couple of days ago, knowing that half the country didn't see it because of Biden's speech and the analysts later on. But it's great to actually just know about what's going on in General Hospital. And first off, I didn't really believe that Cyrus was chased down.
You didn't believe he was safe,
I mean,
dad?
Yeah.
No, Cyrus isn't anyone's dad.
Yeah.
There's no dad action going on there.
Yeah. So, but you're doing a great job, and I'm glad that they brought you on. Maybe, like you said, if Cyrus gets some sort of love interest, maybe we might see a change in him, because who knows what we might see him.
He's only killed a few people, and you know, maybe there's hope for him yet.
Yeah, but that's all I had to say about you. Keep up the good work on the show, and tell everyone I said hello, and tell those that are coming to Raleigh in April of 2022 that I look forward to seeing them there on April 10th of 2022.
All right. So, Bobby, thanks for talking.
All right.
Yeah, Bobby. I will put you on hold.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay. So then now we have our third partner in crime, Veronica. Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Jeff. Good evening, you guys. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
Well, I'm okay. How are you?
I am good. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work, Jeff. You're doing a wonderful job. Your character of Cyrus on General Hospital. I was shocked that they gave Cyrus a family. I was really, really shocked when, you know, that your character on the show is related to Marvin Gray and Laura Spencer. I was blown away. I was like, what? And I was just... That's awesome that they're giving Cyrus a family, and that's amazing.
That's special, right? That means that I'll probably stick around for at least a little while, yeah.
Yes, your character needs to stick around a long time. I did definitely. I thought they were gonna your character. There was a scene with you and Lucy Cole, the character Lucy Cole, played by Lynn. I thought they were gonna put you and Lucy together, your characters on the show.
No,
oh, yeah.
Well, no one's talked to me about it.
Yeah, there was a scene there one time that would be great if your character and Lucy's character on the show. That would be awesome. That would be great.
That would be something.
Yes, and I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work on 24 Supernatural and the movie Bad Blood with Taylor Cole. I watched it a couple of weeks ago. You did a wonderful job. You were good.
Thank
you. Your character was a good guy. You're a good guy on there.
Oh, that's right. See, right there, a good guy.
Yes, you can
play.
Right. You play the good guy, the bad guy. You can play anything. You're doing a great job. I mean. And then, too, you know, and you also got to work with Billy Miller, who used to be on General Hospital. So, definitely, did you guys get to work together?
Oh, interesting, yeah.
Did you get to work together?
I didn't realize he used to be on there, yeah.
You did a wonderful job, and I just want to say congratulations, continued success, and definitely looking forward to what's in store for your character for Cyrus, and you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Okay, now
thank you, Veronica.
Veronica, do not go anywhere, folks. Okay, so now we have Maggie. I'm so excited that Maggie was able to call in. Hey, Maggie.
Hi. Well, naturally, because Jeff was on. I needed to talk to him.
Hi.
Mother, hi. your character, okay? Your mother damaged you. You were a boy, and there was an accident that your father got killed. And,
that's right.
You know, it's tragic. Really, your background story is tragic. So I can make exceptions for different things you do because of that. And also...
Well, that's good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've seen you in everything, practically. How was it in my Bosch? I love Bosch.
Oh, Bosch. I've known Titus Welliver for a long time. He and I and C. Thomas Howell worked together years ago, and then we did a movie that CT directed, and I had to kill Titus in that movie. I was a bad guy, but he was a bad guy too. So you know, it was fun, and it was a great creepy kind of a character, and it was a character I read about in, because I'd read all the Bosch novels. I love Bosch.
Me too. I bought them all and I read them all. I love it. And my other question was, Sully, how was that? You were a lieutenant of
Sully,
I believe.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
I got to work with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. How
he's
was
a,
it?
He's
how
an icon.
Oh,
it was amazing. He's, you know, I saw Clint Eastwood on Rawhide when I was 5 years old or something. So it's, you know, I grew up with him and I watched all those spaghetti westerns he was in. I've watched every movie he's ever done, and I got to work with him. And he was funny and sweet and talented. And I don't have a bad word to say about him.
What a dream! I mean, whatever you picked up, you could pick up from the best, and it shows. I mean, your acting ability and the different roles you played. I really love the character. Just be nicer to my Sonny. He's mine.
My Sonny. Thank you. I'm glad. Thanks for calling.
So you're going to be nicer to my Sonny?
Oh, Sonny? Well, I'm thinking that his wife should probably hook up with Cyrus, don't you think? Since he's gone.
I think that would be a twist. Mm-hmm.
That would be a twist.
That would mess
him up, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
No, Sonny's just forgot for a while where he belongs. He'll come back and he'll probably kill Cyrus. So it would be nice to give him a reason to kill him.
Let's hope not.
Because if he, I don't know, his son is wounded from his mother with Deke and everything. And if he really understands your backstory with your mother, I could see promise there in the future.
Okay, well, maybe if he gets a little therapy, then maybe he'll stop being quite so bad. Maybe he'll start going to church. The sky is the limit for Cyrus. He can do all sorts of things.
He sure can, because he was horribly wounded, and people love to fix broken people, and I think Kevin Collins would really work.
I've dated those women, I've married those women, and they've all tried to fix me, and some of it worked. Some of it didn't. So the same could be said for Cyrus. He needs the love of a good woman. That's all.
Yes, he does. I can't find anybody to engage for you right now. That's stupid.
Oh,
there should be somebody out there.
I know one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Eva. I'm calling for me to say, but God, Nicholas and Eva could get a divorce. Eva could marry Cyrus. Sonny comes home. Finds Eva married his enemy. He gets custody of Avery for a time, and you get Mara West.
Write letters.
I mean, Maggie and I have a favor to ask you, right, Maggie?
A huge favor. We would be so appreciative.
Yes.
My Sonny.
Your Sonny.
Could you talk to Mo about appearing, calling in on Daytime After Dark?
Yeah,
I will,
we will.
Next time I see him, I'll ask him if he will.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, because...
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. And we would love, any time you want to come back,
please come back.
Because you are one of our
Thank you so much.
You
guys are great. I really appreciate... I appreciate you talking to me. And keep watching. And write Frank.
Yeah, and so...
Write to Frank and tell him Pete Jeff on.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
okay.
And
you guys take care.
Jeff, you too, Jeff.
Yes?
When you do ask Sunny, just or Maurice, I should say, just contact me and let me know, and then I can set something up with him.
I will let you know. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Right,
thanks,
thank you so much.
Oh my God! I almost got
bye.
Bye.
Have
take
a great
care.
Night.
Thank you
bye.
Very much.
Okay,
yes, thank
you.
Thank you.
Okay, did he say yes or no for another interview, ladies?
Yes, he did say yes.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Relax.
Okay,
yes.
I'm going to
know. She's so funny.
You know, I'm going to let Bobby and Veronica on.
Okay.
So,
Mama's here and
show.
I listened.
Okay, see? That was
the
best interview.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Curly.
Yeah,
hi,
okay,
Nadia.
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby,
hi.
Gang's all here.
Hi, everyone. Yes,
Bobby,
finally. We're all together.
Yeah,
I know.
See that?
I have
Nadia and Justin. Thanks for it.
With Bobby, by the way. Bobby, yes, we knew who was coming on, but we didn't, you know, it was the biggest we did not want it out of the bag. Not that you were told anyone, but this was like the hardest secret to keep buzzing, Nadia.
What, Callie? Sorry,
wasn't that the hardest secret all week long? We knew a month ago. And it was the hardest secret.
It was.
You know,
it was the hardest thing to keep in. But we did it.
Yeah, it was just, you know, I loved it. I loved that we got stuff. And he... You know, God, you know what? We should have asked him. You guys, my mind went blank. We should have asked him how the birthday thing was moved, that film he did, or the birthday movie. One of us should have asked him that. Oh, damn it.
What's wrong about that?
Oh, that's a question. Yeah.
So, I just want to say that... You know, I thought all day was Friday because we always have a show on Fridays. So my brain wasn't looking for, like, the longest time today. And, you know, well, my brain really hasn't worked the whole COVID-19 thing. But, I'm getting so pissed off at the IRS right now. The IRS and Social Security both. I'm pissing me off. Bobby, you got your $1,400, right?
Bobby?
Oh, whoops.
Where's Bobby going?
Hi, Bobby. Hey, Bobby. I thought I put you on. Obviously, I didn't. Okay. Bobby, did your $1,400 come in yet?
Bobby?
What?
Hold on, Bobby? Bobby, are you there?
Bobby?
Okay.
Oh, that's weird.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby, are you there? Bobby, I put you on. Okay, so maybe Bobby will answer, but So, yeah. Veronica, you got human anyway?
Yes. I got mine too.
So, hold on.
Did anyone else find the show scratchy tonight? Maybe that's how Bobby got lost.
What happened?
It was scratchy. The volume was scratchy.
Well,
and that's how Bobby left.
So let's see. I love a group. I totally love a group, you guys. And
it's awesome.
Bobby, will call back in. But Maggie, we have missed you so much lately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm here.
I'm listening. It's just there.
Hello.
Hello,
can you hear me? Yes, I got my check.
You did.
Okay, and Veronica, you have yours, right?
Yes.
Okay, so now I
have mine too.
With the iOS, and so me and Maggie have it.
And my parents, Carly, my parents haven't gotten it either, and they're on disability and Social Security too. So I think
have they called the Social Security office?
No,
that is what I'm on.
Yeah, they are not.
My mother is on disability, and my parents. Yeah.
No, not at all.
This is, you know what, this is Trump's fault, because the Social Security guy was a Trump fan, okay? But
oh, my God.
The bill went out 4 weeks ago to send all the files of SSI to the IRS. You heard that, right, Mandy?
Steven Mnuchin is the problem.
Yeah.
Yep. And I am so pissed off because you go on the iOS page and, you know, it says non-available. It's starting to really piss me off. And, okay, wait. Nadia, do you think your mom and dad hasn't got it yet?
Nope. They haven't gotten it yet either.
Okay. Will you let me know when they do? Because this is it.
Yes.
Driving me insane. Because
this is not right. You guys should have got it right now. That's not right.
Yeah, this is.
You guys should have
gotten
it first.
And I totally agree with Maggie. Steve Mnuchin, I could not stand him. I'm sorry. I cannot stand Steve Mnuchin or the orange president, ex-orange president.
Hello, partner.
Okay. I do too.
Yeah, and I want to say that. Okay, so Maggie knows how much I love to read. She knows that. So I've been reading this book, Melania, that her ex-best friend wrote. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God. Her name's Stephanie, and I'm going to try and read out to her. She said, this has been my idea for the just reading this book. May left her out to dry. Okay? Melania wanted this and this done. And then Stephanie goes in the hospital and ends up having like a couple of vertebrae broken. Melania was just a bit. Oh, yeah. She sent you some flowers. But it was because of stress. Of working for Melania, and then at the end of the day, she never got security clearance. And then when it all came down to it, Jared and Ivanka took over, and it is one of the best reads of the year because it's a really page turner, and it's just the first line of the book. starts with the Access Hollywood tape, 2005, and the word pussy. That's the, how the first line of the book starts. So it's, yeah, it's really good. I recommend it for everyone. I mean, because she gave us the what really went on behind closed doors for 4 years.
I need to read it. I will need to read it.
And so, so Melania, too, really gets on her best friend because of this is business and not personal after Stephanie paid over $1 million helping her with Donna's campaign and all this. And she got screwed over, you guys. This is a book, a bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. And so everyone out there who think it was wrong of her to buy a book, no, it was not wrong because number one, there was, she never signed any confidentiality. And when it came
then it's
to...
Okay.
It came to, you know, getting clearance from the White House. It was more like F you. So, for people to say, oh my God, how can you do that to poor Melania? Really? Really? All of the time that they were friends, but Melania went to Houston and all that with the jacket and the suits. And she told her, before she even got on the plane, this will not be okay. This will not set for the American people.
Yeah.
And Melania's like, oh, yes, it's fine. And so then in the book, of course we knew that they had separate bedrooms. But I don't think every president... they always had different ones. I believe the Biden, I mean, I think the Bidens are sleeping together. I believe Obama slept together, the Bushes. Okay, my money's out on the Clintons, really. But like I said, if you guys have time to read this book, you need to. You need to. It will have you glued to the bottom of your seat. Forever. So, and Nadia, who's coming on next week, because we have a great week next week, don't we, too?
So, we have coming up, so let's see. So, on Tuesday, March 30th, we have Amanda Baker.
What time?
On March, on March 31st, which is Wednesday, we have Kathy DePaiva.
Oh, cool.
Yep. We have Kathy. And let me see, because then I have to update the schedule again. So let me just see the date. Where's April? Okay. And April 2nd, which is Friday, we don't have anybody on the 1st. But April 2nd, we do have Matt Weston. That's going to be the rescheduled show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Because of me, everyone. And,
what
know,
time is the Amanda Baker and Cassie DePaiva interviews?
Well, 8 o'clock, same time.
Okay.
All right. What I laugh about.
And hold on. I'll tell you the other one.
Oh. Okay.
And then April 8th, which is Thursday, we're going to have Richard Smith. That's Nancy Lee Grimes' husband.
Oh, cool.
He's, what do you call it? He's a musician. He plays guitar. He does jazz music. So his new EP comes out. So he wants to talk about that.
That'd be great. I love
and then
Nancy.
On
April.
Yep. And then on April 12th, we're going to have Tammy Jo Schultz. She is a pilot that works for my airline, for Southwest Airlines.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yes. So she wrote the book Nerves of Steel. And the reason why she wrote that book.
Oh, wait, I read that book. Oh. Yeah, she is a female pilot, right?
Wow. Yeah, she's a pilot for my airline, yeah.
And, oh, that is awesome, Nadia.
Yeah, so we have her. So we'll be talking about her book, how she became a pilot, how she likes working for Southwest. You know, it would be kind of cool talking to somebody, you know, a cohort that works with me. So
yeah, she's a pilot.
So.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I really like the idea. It's
mm-hmm.
great job. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I would like to make an announcement. You know, ever since we bought Nadia, our word of daytime after dark totally changed, totally got positive. And number two, I never fired Maggie, so all these rumors out there that Maggie left the show is untrue, right, Maggie? You told
me it was
okay to bring in Nadia, right?
Definitely. Definitely from day one. I thought it was a great idea because with my stupid health, I couldn't be there every day. You know?
Yeah,
I'm
so
very
see,
happy you got Nadia. You know?
Yeah, and when
Thank
Nadia
you.
Gave me Blanca, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Blanca is my little pet.
I'm so happy, you guys, to be here with you guys.
Oh, Maggie, Blanca, Maggie said you ever need to talk to
definitely.
About your health stuff.
Yeah.
Give her a call. Because she's been to Dominga herself.
Maggie, how are you feeling? May I ask, how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling, my friend?
Totally off right now.
I'm sending you a big hug and a big smile and more hugs. And you, like I said, and I've just been praying for you, my friend. You're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this.
Oh, it's
exactly.
You get these attacks of it. It's crazy how it'll come on and it'll just linger. And it's really stupid. But another thing I wanted to throw out earlier with Jeff. What do you think of Jeff and Jordan?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think definitely that would work.
I think it works.
I just want Cyrus to get a love interest. I want Cyrus to get a love interest.
Because how many times do the enemies and then they end up in bed?
Well, yeah.
Only at General Hospital that would happen.
Don't you think so?
Well,
I
want
to call
in and Alcazar. That's a good example.
Yes,
yeah.
He needs a love interest. He has to be on the show forever.
Oh, he does.
He's so
misunderstood.
I know.
Yeah, but
why?
I think Zodin and Curtis marriage is over.
It's over.
It's over.
And Curtis together.
Curtis.
And I will throw my money out on a limb right now. And because I am a betting person, ask Maggie. I say that Trina is really Curtis and not Taggart. If we go back to the DNA thing with Angela, saying that she had a relative in Port Charles, remember that, Maggie? So I think that is Curtis' long lost daughter. And if you see a little of them being nice to each other right now, I think the writing is on the wall. And I'm just sick of this. Okay, Carly loves Willow. Someone on Twitter yesterday said that Carly hates Willow. And that's nothing from the... That is not true, right, everyone? I mean, Carly
no, it's not true.
Like, What?
No.
No.
No. I mean, Carly, you know what's happy for Michael and Willow? It was the first relationship Carly stayed out of. And you know what? See, got mad at Nina, rightfully so. When Nina had the balls to, say to Riley, oh, that's not your real mother.
Yeah.
Now, who did that to almost 3 years? Who is that crazy to say that to a little kid?
Exactly.
I mean,
it's not right.
I know.
It's not right.
I mean, the DNA, to me, the DNA does not mellow because
yeah.
Willow loves that little boy just like
yeah.
Carly loves Ava. Ava.
Yes.
Like Sunny loves Michael. Okay, like
yes.
Sunny loves us. Okay,
yeah.
The DNA there. And I'm sick of all these posts of saying, oh, are Zoss and Michael half brothers or four brothers? What in the hell makes the difference? All the Christmas kids have always
yeah.
been family.
Molly, yeah.
Christina, Dante, Spencer, you know, because Spencer is Sunny's nephew, too. Sunny
yeah.
has two. I mean, it's a nephew, Molly and Spencer. And so
yeah.
for me, I get mad when they say, wait a moment, Zoss did not be included when Mike died. Wait a moment. Wait a moment.
Familiar.
Zoss was living with Mike. And
yeah.
Carson, Bo, and so everything that went down and was there for Sunny. You know,
mm-hmm.
everyone was saying,
yeah.
Well, Avery should have been there. Oh, Christina, number one, having a little kid watch someone you love die like that and get a little
yeah.
kid confused. I mean, she was kind of confused that one day when, you know, Mike didn't remember who Sunny was. And
yeah.
This is my only
card
I will ever give to Ava on the show. But when Ava told her, oh, honey, that's not going to happen for years and years with me or today. That's when you have your own family. Don't worry. Okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the only time Ava has been redeemed in my eyes for about 2 seconds. Okay?
Yeah.
But I get mad with them saying, step-parent, you know, Dante is Zoss's step-brother. You know what? Dante and Zoss had a relationship when Oscar was alive and the earthquake hit. And
mm-hmm.
Oscar was trapped down there. And Saints had said, oh, we'll have the ambulance. We'll get there. And Zoss goes, Dante, please do something, please. And of course he does. Of course Dante does because that's his sister. He treats
yeah.
all of the girls like, you know, the same. And I find it really weird and nice that
yeah.
when Sunny does come home, Sunny is now a dad of all these dolls. $3 and Zossa and all. You know, in the beginning it was all boys, now it's good. So I find that very interesting. So,
yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
know, because Sunny is so soft with Avery, Donna, Jocelyn, Christina. You know,
mm-hmm.
and some, you know, Sunny was the first person who did the call, who kind of paid Christina away into Yale. And I keep,
mm-hmm.
whenever I keep thinking about that, I'm like, oh, my God, they did that before all the other real people did that. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I went,
yeah.
That's
how
they got the
idea.
Got the idea.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. And I'm enjoying General Hospital right now. Let me tell you, it's a great time for the show. You know,
yeah.
these are my life. In another word, it's sort of driving me crazy right now. Bold and Beautiful is unwatchable right now. And I need to catch up on Y&R. What about you guys?
About the same on all of them.
Same with all of them.
I have one more comment though on General Hospital. I'm thinking,
yeah.
This is a ballpark idea. Portia is Phyllis's daughter. Her daughter really didn't die. She was adopted.
Wait, who?
Something. Portia.
The doctor?
Oh.
The doctor?
Mm-hmm. Trina's mother.
Yeah.
And something that just came, every time I see her, it's just like there's going to be a family connection there. I just feel it. I don't know, but I feel it.
Well,
yeah
because, and I want to say, and I don't want people to yell at me, but I'm actually loving the dates and embrace stuff going on. That,
me too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes,
it's a different side of Vixen. Don't you agree, Maggie, Bobby, all of you? I mean, I'm like...
I agree,
but I don't want a romance with the two of them.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Because I love Sam and Jason. I love Sam and Jason. I want them back together.
Yeah, but I think right now... I think right now, for some reason, that Brett's going to be in Jason Obert, and Sam's going to be in Dante's Obert for a while.
And eventually,
Sam will get back together. But I think for a couple, because if you think about right now, there's no long-term couple on the screen right now. Everyone is either broken up, or someone died, you know, presumed dead.
Yeah.
No women in post-stars right now really have their guy. Because
no.
Alexis lost Neil by the overdose.
That was horrible.
Oh, my God. I forgot to confront him over that. Whoops.
Yeah, he did that too.
That was Cyrus's fault.
That was Cyrus.
But I think I'm loving Willow and Michael. I'm loving Brando and Sasha.
Yeah.
And you know what? The way I see it, you know, put Brooklyn with that face and call it a day because they do have chemistry. They did have chemistry.
Yeah.
And, you know, okay, so the only one that needs to find a good guy is Maxie because, you know what?
Oh, my
God.
Peter.
Maxie needs to, I mean, I think Maxie is now aware of how dangerous Peter was.
Yeah, he's scary.
Mm-hmm. But I love when Max punched Peter. You know, I loved it because it was like get away from her. And, you know, for Peter to say to Maxie, well, you know, your dad left you when you were a kid, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a moment, that doesn't matter because Max has always been the father figure to the girls.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm.
And so... I'm sorry,
maybe.
Cyrus dates a number? No, really? I think Peter dates a number, especially right now, because he's pissing everyone off. In post office, he's pissing everyone off.
Oh, yeah, he
no
is.
No one that's happy with him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe. They could put him in jail for a while. And then bring him back at a later date. Because I'm still waiting for Sean to get out of jail. Does Sean ever get out of jail?
Same here.
Anybody got a lockpick or something?
I just want Maxie to be happy. Maxie deserves to be happy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm sick of, you know, people saying that, oh, Lord God, what's the job? This is all Lord's fault.
No, that's
not.
That is so
not
wrong.
Because
Mm-hmm.
You know, Roz happened to drop Laura off one day. Frank was in the lot. Frank said, I think I have a character for you. Can you come in tomorrow? And that's how it started. So people say that, oh, he's still there because that's Laura's boyfriend. That's
No.
It shouldn't be that way.
I'm sick of that. And I'm sick of them going out to college with every wrong thing she does in life. When what Nina just did the other day is, okay, yes, Colleen would not have who talk, but Colleen was already mad at Nina. Nina was stupid to think Colleen would actually listen. If Nina really cares so much about the truth coming out, she had Michael's phone number.
She could have called Michael.
And got herself more redeemed, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, she had Michael's phone number. She did not have to call Carly up to their little wedding. And I still think that we will find out that Nell was never Nina's. Now Willow is. And when that comes out, oh, my God. I hope
it's
gonna
be crazy.
Is on her hands and knees apologizing to Willow.
I'm just looking forward to Sunny and Carly getting back together. I want the reunion. That's what I want.
Yes, me too. Me too. This Carson drought for me. We haven't had a Carson moment since December 4th. Was the last. And you know what? You know, and now Jason and there, so Carson's mood is falling apart. But people remember, Anna and Carly are going to work together. So that's going to be
I can't wait for those scenes.
That's going to be interesting because Benora and Laura have always said over the years they wanted to be in the same storyline, and they've never really got to.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting, really interesting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, me either. I think General Hospital this year needs to win for best soap. And I'm telling you this right now on this show, if Mo does not get Emmy for all the thing with Mike, if Ethan doesn't get Emmy reel for that, if Sarah doesn't get Emmy reel, if Laura doesn't get, if the whole Christmas family, even Steve, if none of them did Emmy because of the, especially the Alzheimer's storyline, Emmy people, we are going to have to kick their ass because that was the most possible storyline for people.
And Nancy, too.
You know, not to compare Y&R to Zeno Hospital, but I believe that Zeno Hospital did it better than Y&R did.
Yeah.
Sunny and Mike were able to heal together and let everything go. And I mean, come on, the bicycle at the end. Sunny finally got his bicycle, which I thought was really cute. So, yeah, and I don't know when the Emmys are, but I'm betting they will be virtual again this year. I don't see them doing the Emmy live with everyone in the room.
I don't think so either. I don't think so right now, and because, you know, trying to get everything, trying to situate it, it's going to be the same year like last year, right? Right?
Yeah, because, I mean, right now, this is the only way to do it, to keep people safe. And all those people that want to say that Biden did not have a State of the Union just this year. Okay. Remind me, is it State of the Union when there's about 400 people in the room, maybe?
Yeah, usually it's around 100 days, I thought, the State of the Union.
Yeah.
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 So, yes. So, what is everyone doing for the rest of the night?
Carl just rolled outside. I found that.
Okay. What are you doing, Nadia?
Me, I am going to watch the series of V.C. Andrews on Lifetime.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that because it's on the weekend and there's no GH, so...
Aretha Franklin.
You know what? The new husband should be on so many of the week. Veronica, what are you doing?
I think it should be too.
I'm probably going to go ahead and do some writing, studying my work, and then tomorrow I'm going to my first fan event on Zoom to see Jason Thompson from General Hospital and YNR.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
I get to meet Nadia. We get to see each other, right, Nadia?
I know, I'm so excited.
Who's
going
to be there?
No, tomorrow Jason Thompson, who used to be on Patrick at General Hospital and YNR, now is Billy Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so is this like an in-person thing?
Or no, it's on Zoom. It's on Zoom.
Oh, it's on Zoom. Okay.
Yeah,
you know what? If we got ex-Billy, I mean ex.
Oh my God, I would be like, oh my God, oh my God.
And maybe,
I know, me too.
Maybe we wish you. Oh my God, we wish you could join us on April 9th because the three of us are doing a Zoom with Laura and Marla West. They're having like a good night out, so we won't have a show on that night. So, yeah. And Bobby, what are you doing for the rest of the weekend?
Well, I'm just probably just going to just relax.
Oh, yeah, Kali, remind me not to schedule anybody on April 9th because that's a Friday night.
Yeah, that Friday.
Yeah,
that Friday we're going to...
Yeah, I was just going to say that because...
Yeah, I'll forget.
Unless we want Bobby to take over the interview. You know,
I don't think so.
Awesome interview, you guys. You guys did wonderful. Awesome interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Then you guys go relax. And, just remember to relax, and next week is Easter, people, but I know we're not doing anything for Easter.
We'll be here at home. Maggie, I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Me too. That's great.
I got to talk to you.
I'm very happy to do it, too, because we needed it tonight.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear your voice,
everyone,
Maggie.
Have a great night.
Good night, you guys. Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Stay safe.
Good night.
Bye, everyone. Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.